taste test today for the new collection. So these are the two flavors that is inspired by the Nordic flavors. We have the meatballs and then lingon berries, cardamom pies. Yeah, we're wondering if the dogs will like them.
Depending on how much they drool or how much they chomp off of our fingers, then we will know whether if they like the treats a little bit or a lot.
I think they're very happy.
The dogs love it. They love to come here for food. They love Mings and Nicole, who always feeds them. And we know that the ingredients used are safe and good for the dogs.
I think she really enjoys today's experience. The way she licked, she cleaned up the bowl, and she's looking for more now. So we come here very regularly to replenish her pantry. And I think Dog Grocer has one of the more curated proteins.
I used to be a pet retailer, and then just looking at the treats and said, oh, this is so boring. Chicken breast is just chicken breast. No exciting things about that. And I said, how can I make it more interesting, more flavorful for the dogs? So I just started, you know, trying out. It smells really, really good. So then my dog is starting to eat like, you know, more treats instead of like just being super picky. So we started out as an online treat brand first, 2018. Around there. And then we just decided to relaunch as the Dog Grocer and include the whole sustainability concept, including food and toys and things like that.
Auntie,
要几kilo?
1.5kilo, 谢谢.
1.5.
Auntie knows.
We're gonna get some garlic. Get some ginger. So we'll look for like nice whole pieces so that it's easier for us to peel and then there's less wastage. So if we have a particular ingredient that we're not familiar with, we will try to find out more before we go ahead with the ingredient. Anything in the onion family is a big no. Chives, leeks. When we use fruits, we'll avoid the seeds, like apple seeds. So apple is healthy, apple seeds are not. Generally, we try not to feed any seeds. So most of the things that we humans can eat, the dogs can actually eat as well.
Hi, thank you.
做东西给狗吃。现在狗很好命了。
谢谢你, Auntie.
One of the biggest questions that we get from our customers is, can dogs actually eat sugar? I mean, everything is great in moderation also. So if it's just a little bit, it's just like a sweet treat for them once in a while, it's still safe and it's okay for them.
Try to go for natural sugar, raw sugar, molasses. Coconut sugar, we'll check the ingredient list as it's actually coconut sugar, not sugar and caramel sometimes. And the amount of sugar that we add is actually very, very minimum. Just a little bit of that punch in sweetness. And we are going to be doing meatballs today. It's a Christmas special called Time for Meatballs. It has a mixture of beef, pork tongue, a bit of thyme, and the garlic and ginger that we bought from the market just now. Over here, we are using very, very nice beef. These are Black Angus grain-fed award-winning beef. So I really like to use beef around because they are easier to process than other parts. So when we use the beef in our kitchen, usually we try to trim them up nicely and the ugly parts that came out will go into, let's say, meatballs, and then the nicer slices, the cuts, will go into jerkies. So every time people will ask, like, why is dog treat so expensive, you know? It's easy when you just ask someone to do it in overseas, the labor is cheap. They probably are agriculture country, so the meat is cheaper as well. And then, but over here, the rental is high, the labor cost is high. Then, you know, you have to stand there 8 hours a day trying to trim off all this fat and then trying to recreate some flavors that you can't go to school to learn. So no culinary school is going to teach you like, oh, this is how you make dog food. It smells like that. It's extensive trial and error that people don't get to understand or see.
Welcome to TDG's Christmas Island. So in addition to the like the Nordic ones that the people have tried, we actually have our couple of like signature flavours in TDG. So what we're actually very well known for is this thing called the Christmas canes. So if you look at this, it looks like a little candy cane, but it's actually made of duck neck with meat that is wrapped around it. So we do double processing, double dry for this. So we actually air dry the duck neck first. Then after that, we wrap the meat strips, then we freeze dry it. So then the colour retention is looks like this and it's very pretty. And then we also have the little blue one. Things that you don't expect in a treat, we have things like ondeh ondeh chicken, blue inti paw and orny ducks. We have things like red date longan crackers, which is like a duck patty. So this, our customers tell us, is healthier than the normal prawn crackers that we eat because blah at the thieves. They say, oh, this one's so healthy, it's just prawn and egg. So they buy 10 grams for their dogs, they buy 10 grams for themselves. Please do not eat your dog's food. We manufacture dog food. But yes, they eat it. Everyone can have a retail space. It's not that difficult to recreate, but I think what we cannot recreate is are always the experiences with the dogs, and then you really, really enjoy feeding them.
I think dogs teaches us many things. So they teaches us unconditional love, they teaches us about patience, and now they push us to be a little bit more creative in getting, you know, very fun stuff for them to eat.
Their love language is food. So we always, our customers always tell us, yeah, they don't need anything else, they just need food.
Food and time, yeah, and a lot of love, lor.
Ayo, all you care about is food, right?
It's a good thing her legs are short, you know.
This is yours?
Honestly.
Yeah, all yours.